The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, $424.86 per ton. That's the price that they is recommending that farmers trade peanuts at this time. Contracts have been withdrawn at most buying points, but most buying points tell me they have booked up their peanuts for the coming year and no more contracts are available. Finally, some sunshine has arrived across the entire peanut belt, all the way from Texas to Virginia. Peanut planting will begin in earnest just as soon as the fields dry out enough. Most farmers have made their planting decisions and met with the Farm Service Agency to determine the best ratio of planted acres to maximize their participation in the 2014 Farm Bill. In recent years, farmers have had alternate crops to compete for land. This year, not that well. Corn acreage has been reduced in the southeast, mainly because of low prices, and wet fields have eliminated the ideal planting time. Cotton's another story. Cotton was 10% planted nationwide last week. The norm is 16. Delays have been caused by rains and wet fields. One marketer said, for the 2015 crop, the market has gone nowhere. It's been in a 5-cent band from 62 to 67, and this week it was up to about 67. Farmers were hoping for about a 70 cent per pound before planting time on cotton. The lack of these profitable prices for alternate crops will probably favor more peanut planting in the next few weeks. Treaters for seed said this week that they are ready. They've treated just enough, they hope, to get the peanuts planted, and then the remainder not treated, they said, they'll wait to the last minute to make sure the balance is right. Thousands of pounds are treated, bagged, and ready, and they'll be pouring them into the planters in the next 3 weeks. The National Peanut Buying Point Association announced this week they have selected Memphis, Tennessee for their 2016 convention. It'll be February the 12th through the 15th at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.